It's showtime. So who's excited to be here, guys? Who's excited to be here? Let me see the hands go up. Man, you guys are good looking. I mean, come on, man. I mean, what does it feel like to be as good looking? I mean, my wife told my daughter Kennedy today, hey, look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself this. You are beautiful. And she said, but mommy, I'm not that beautiful. I'm not as beautiful as Ava. She said, honey, you're wrong. You are beautiful, honey. You are beautiful. And she made her say that, right? But I'm going to tell you something. I heard something the other day what was so interesting. And it was talking about children and how we raise our kids, right? And we raise our kids and we want to encourage them, right? We want to build them up. We want to make them feel good about themselves. We want to build their what? Their confidence, right? Hopefully your parents did a good job doing that. My parents, not so much, but I had to learn on my own how to build my own confidence. And I think I did too good of a job, I think. I got to kind of like bring my confidence down a little bit, say, hey, Flo, you're not as good as you think you are. But I, you know, I have a lot of confidence, right? But one of the things that we tend to do with our kids, and general managers, do me a favor, guys. We got so many employees and not everybody's got the camera on. We don't have everybody here. Please send a text out, guys. We got to all participate. We don't do these things that often. But when we do, we got to come together. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for you. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you get your month going. It's the halfway through the month. A lot of you, look, I already had a phone call with Loab this morning. I had a phone call with Raymond. I had a phone call with Lance. I'm up since 4:07. I woke up late this morning. Usually it's 3:36. I woke up at 4:07 a.m. I already went for a 10-mile ride. I already read my, I mean, if you could just see my table right here, I got it all full of stuff. Taking notes, looking at numbers, looking at service, reading about sales. How can I grow? So hopefully you guys have that mindset, right? But anyway, going back to the kid thing, okay? So guys, get your people in here. Get your people in here. This is about growing. This is about developing. This is about getting better. If somebody doesn't want to participate in this, then that what they're saying is, I don't believe in this, Alex. I don't believe in the process. I don't believe in being a part of this. I want to get paid. Don't get me wrong. Make it rain, April. Make it rain. But I don't want to be a part of it. I don't believe in pushing people through a worksheet. I don't believe in doing the walk around. I don't believe in coaching an offer when I'm across a customer that doesn't want to give me an offer. I don't want to learn and get better, make more per copy. But I know you do because you're here today. So give yourself a little pat on the back right there. Say, man, I'm here and that's all that matters. I'm here and that's all that matters. So I want to get better. I want to get better. But anyway, going back to the kid thing, okay? And I want to tell you this for a reason. So we want to encourage our kids. We want to build their confidence. We want them to be good. So have you ever, raise your hand if you're like me, because I do this all the time. Have you ever told your child or somebody you love, I am proud of you? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're with me. Man, we say it all the time, don't we, T? Because we're proud of our kids and go, girl, yeah, I'm proud of you, girl. I'm proud of you. All right, well, let me give you a big wham, because I just found out I've been doing it wrong this whole time. Okay? And I'm telling you this, I know T's like, what the hell? What do you mean? What do you mean I'm wrong? I'm supposed to do that. I'm a parent. That's what I used to think too, until I found out, okay? I understand how you feel, T, okay? I felt the same way until I found out, okay, that what we're supposed to say, ready, is this. Olivia, that was amazing. You should be proud of yourself. Let's go, baby. You should be proud of yourself because it's not about who's proud of us. Is am I proud of what I've done? Am I proud of what I've accomplished? Am I proud of me and what I've overcome? All the obstacles, all the people that said I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that, all the people that try to throw some shade on me. And guess what? I am proud of me. It's not about who's proud of us. It's about am I proud of me? So man, when I heard that, I was like, wow, that's incredible. That's mind blowing. That's like, whoosh, holy cow. I'm going to start telling my daughters that now. Hey, baby, I'm proud of you. Hey, you should be proud of yourself, Ava. You should be proud of yourself, Alex. You've done terrific. Be proud of yourself. So this morning, sorry, I'm going to have to jump in this pool, guys. I'm going to have to jump over there because I'm sweating now. Okay, this morning, no, I don't. I have the big fancy pants up here, so I'm good. 70 degrees out here, believe it or not. I can control the climate out here, believe it or not. But anyway, listen, guys. I'm going to tell you something. You should be proud of yourself. So start being proud of what you've done. Okay. You're doing great. So today is just an encouragement. It's just a reminder to you that you should be proud of yourself. And let's start doing that to our children because guys, it's all about growing. You know, I just got back I just got back from this conference and you wonder, why is Alex always going to this damn conference? What is he doing? He's out there taking selfies and people want to take pictures with him. He's trying to be famous. No, man, I go there to see if I can learn something. And one of the things that I learned and I took away from this conference that I just came back, the number one takeaway, it's crazy because they had all the speakers and there was a keynote speaker. So you have different speakers. I was one of the speakers, right? But then you have a keynote speaker, which is the ones that speak in the main stage to everyone. And they had four or five main keynote speakers. And what was so interesting, so fascinating, I found it fascinating, is that every one of these speakers that they had were not in the auto industry. We're not in the auto industry. One of them worked for Google. The other one worked for Southwest Airlines. The other one worked for, I can't remember what other company, I think a company called Square. And they talked about innovation. They talked about productivity. They talked about people. They talked about culture and businesses. And I just think it's amazing how I think some people who want to grow, who want to get better, and hopefully this is, you're one of them, we're trying to disrupt this industry. We're trying to change this industry. And how are we doing that? We're learning from others, not just car people, not just like, oh, dude, you sold this many cars. Oh, man, I want to be just like you. No, man, we can learn from everybody. So lesson number two, lesson number one, be proud of yourself. Lesson number two, be open-minded. Open-minded. So I want you to do an exercise with me. Go ahead and put your fingers like this on top of your head like this. Okay, do this with me. Ladies, don't mess up your hair. I know how long it takes to get that hair looking like that beautiful. And let's do this real quick. Let's do this exercise real quick. Just do this. Just open-minded, open-minded. I'm going to be open-minded to new ideas. I'm going to be open-minded to new processes. I'm going to be open-minded to constructive criticism. You know, I was asked to speak about something that I've never spoke before, and it made me think about Teresa. It made me think about Vanessa. It made me think about all these amazing ladies that I've had working for me throughout the years. In 2019, I made a commitment to myself. No, excuse me, 2016. I made a commitment to myself that I was going to go hire a bunch of ladies in this industry. And I'm going to share a picture with the group later that we had on screen that day when I spoke. And half of my stuff were ladies. So I was talking about women in the auto industry. And I was talking about, again, being open-minded. Being open-minded. So I'm going to give you guys a riddle that I told in front of everybody. Okay, I heard this on a TED Talk one time. I do a lot of public speaking, as you can tell. Okay, but I did this. I heard this on a TED Talk and I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing. Here it is. Pay attention. Okay, because I'm going to go slow for you. All right, everybody focus, ready? You guys know what a riddle is, right? So pay attention. You got to be really smart for this one, okay? All right, here we go. All right, a son and a father are in a car driving somewhere, okay? They get in a car accident. Unfortunately, it's a really, really bad car accident, okay? Tragically, his father dies on the scene. He dies on the scene of the accident. Father is dead. The son is alive, but he's in critical condition. Ambulance picks up the kid. Or actually, they pick him up in a helicopter, take him to the hospital. When he arrives to the hospital, they put him on the bed and they're rushing him to surgery. They're rushing. Everybody's running, going really fast. The doctor starts, you know, walking by the bed and start telling what happened, what the conditions are. And the doctor looks at the kid and says, whoa, I can't operate on this child. And they say, whoa, what do you mean? Why not? And the doctor says, because he's my son. The doctor says he's my son. Whoa, what happened here? Anybody know? What's the riddle? What's the answer here?
The mom.
Only 14% of the people would say that. The doctor was his mother. But because we're conditioned to think that the doctor was a guy. Great job, Vanessa. Give it up for Vanessa, guys. Great job. Okay. Next time, wait a little longer, girlfriend. Did you hear this already one time? Do you hear somebody say this? All right. Well, good. So yes, the doctor was his mother. But we always assume that it has to be a certain way. So the moral to the story is this. We are conditioned because of society to think that certain things have to be a certain way. And my mission to you and for all of y'all, even though I get to do fun stuff and I get to sit here by my pool and do a Zoom today, okay? And I have a big meeting with an OEM today. Guess what, guys? Bravo is expanding. Super excited. I was just awarded 2 open points yesterday. We're getting that open point in Houston, Texas, and 1 in Austin, Texas. Give it up. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Oh, amazing, amazing. What does this mean? This means opportunities. This means growth for a lot of people. This means I'm just acquiring. And believe me, these people are coming to me. I'm not coming to them. They're saying, hey, we want to meet with you because they know that what we can do as an organization. They've been following me. They said, man, we've been following you since your Charles Mond days, Alex. And we saw what you did there. And we know the adversity. So guys, we're going to go through adversity. So there's 3 lessons right there for you guys. Number 1, believe in yourself. Be proud of yourself. Number 2, think outside the box. Be open-minded. Not everything has to be a certain way. And number 3, whatever work you're putting in right now, it's going to pay off. There you go. That's the 3 things that I got for you guys today. That's the 3 lessons, life lessons. Because I believe, in my opinion, if your life lessons are better than your this lessons of the car business, guys, you're going to do better. Because when we become better people, when we clean up our mind and we get that trash out and we get that negativity out, because I don't know about you, but I want to talk to somebody positive in the morning. I want to talk to somebody who's got a vision. I want to talk to somebody in the morning who believes it can be done. Who's with me on this one? Who's with me on this? Let me see the hand go up. Man, you guys are beautiful, man. It's so good to see y'all. But anyway, guys, listen. Speaking of positivity, guys, we got to positively sell more cars because unfortunately we're not tracking our numbers this month, guys. But look, I'm not worried about it because a friend of mine told me the other day, Alex, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I said, all right, cool. I got this. But I do believe, guys, I do believe that we also have to start strong because when we start strong, then we finish strong. And then we have those record months. Then we don't have to stress about it the last 2 weeks and have to push and overwork ourselves if we're just consistent. And every single day we have that culture of Funkos, culture of listening to all the Funkos, to making sure we're logging every customer, to make sure that we're talking to every customer. Guys, so let's come together. Let's come together as a team today and for the rest of the month. And let's make a commitment that we are not going to miss any deals moving forward. Who's with me on this? Who's with me on this? Who says, Alex, moving forward from the rest of the month, okay? I've been distracted. I've had a lot of stuff going on. We've been trying to clean up deals from last month. We've been trying to do this. We've got a lot of emails that we have to answer. We have to do all these things. But moving forward, Alex, we're going to make sure we focus on the important thing, which is making car deals, selling more cars, selling more service, selling more warranties, selling everything, taking care of our customers. Guys, if we take care of our customers, believe me, the customers are going to take care of us. That's all we got to do. If we take really good care of our customers, customers are going to go and tell their friends, hey, go see Teresa, go see Joel, go see Marcus, go see Joseph, go see Aaron, go see Amir over there, go see Jonathan. He's amazing over there in Las Cruces. Go see my man, Omar. Go see Echo, the amazing Echo. Go see Nathaniel. Whoever it is, guys, Esteban, it doesn't matter. They're going to say, go see this person. Can I get an amen? True or false? So let's go out today with an attitude of gratitude, with an attitude of being a servant. Let's not worry about, is this a car deal? How much do they owe? Can I get to their payments? Guys, that's our job. That's our job. We're supposed to funnel that deal, and the customer is going to come in all over the place. They don't know what they want. Guess what? They want too much car. They can't afford the car that they want. It's okay. Everybody say it's okay. I don't have to hear you. You don't have to unmute yourself. But say it's okay. It's okay. Listen, it's not up to you. It's up to me. So let me find you the right vehicle. Let me put you on the right car. Let me guide you. Let me give you the wisdom that I've acquired in this industry to help you identify and select the right vehicle that meets your needs for you and your family. Amen, amen. That's what we got to do. Don't get upset because a customer picked up too much car. If you get upset at that, you should be upset at you because you allow that to happen, right? So let's get better at that, guys. Listen, it takes a little while to master this. It takes a little while, but we certainly don't want to pre-qualify customers and ever go in there and say, hey, you can't afford this, okay? People don't take delivery of a product until they make a mental commitment to purchase. Okay, I'm going to say that again. People do not take delivery of a product until they make a mental commitment to a purchase. How do I get more customers to take mental commitments? How do we do that? So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to open up the room right now to you. And you tell me, because this says right here, the statement that I'm reading right here, it says, people will not take delivery of a product until first they make a mental commitment to purchase. So I want to ask the salespeople more than anything. You can raise your hand and we'll call on you. What's one way that you attribute and that you make sure that your customer takes mental commitment? Who wants to go first? Go ahead, Marcus.
So I would say, like, whenever you're demoing the vehicle, you make sure you use language like, your vehicle is going to come with this. Your vehicle is going to be able to do this for you. That way it creates mental ownership of the vehicle. That way, when you get off the test drive, they're already thinking, oh, yeah, this is mine. And I always make sure I tell them to adjust, like, I'll tell them, adjust your mirrors, adjust, so that way they're comfortable with it. But, yeah, just creating that mental ownership on your demo.
That's right. Sounds to me like you're building value. Sounds to me like you're making sure that the customer understands. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you. Appreciate that. Good job, buddy. Sounds to me like you're making sure your team, your managers have showed you, hey, make sure that you build value. Make sure that when you're showing a car, they know exactly what they're getting, right? Because we can't just sell a car by saying, hey, it's an Escalade, it's an XT5, and it's the bomb diggity, it's a Cadillac. Okay, well, let me show you all the things that you're getting for your money. You know, Jackie B, go ahead, unmute yourself, please, Marcus. Jackie B. Cooper was the first sales trainer that I came in contact with. And he's old. He's probably dead by now, guys. Okay. But anyway, I had a cassette set of him and it was 8 cassettes. Yeah. Cassettes. You probably don't even know what that is, but anyway, they had 8 cassettes and it was the Road to the Sale. And in one of those cassettes, it was so good. It was my favorite one, cassette number 4. And it was talking about building value. And to this day, I can still use what he used to use. So he taught me that when I was outside with a customer and the customer would ask me, Alex, what's your best price? Because we used to get this all the time. You might not get it anymore, but we used to get it all the time on the lot. Customer would say, hey, Alex, what's your best price? And he taught me how to say this. Mr. Customer, Marcus, I really appreciate your compliment. Thank you. Thank you, Marcus. I also think I'm a good salesperson. I think I'm pretty amazing, actually, right? Because my manager told me to be proud of myself. So I'm really proud of myself. And I'm going to tell you that I think I'm a great salesperson. But even though I think I'm amazing, I don't think I'm that good. And what I mean by that, I don't think I can just sell you this car by just telling you the price of the car. Even if it was a good price, I don't think that's going to get you to buy this car. I would think you would want to know the features and the benefits that you're getting along with that price to make sure that it's valuable to you. Would you agree with me, Marcus? Is that a true statement? Perfect. Now that we've established that, Marcus, you don't have to answer, but thank you. Now that we've established that, Marcus, allow me, go ahead and write that down. Allow me, Mr. Customer, because it's not what you say, it's how you say it, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, if you want to be really good in this business, you got to learn how to speak like this because it will make a big difference. Now that we've established this, Marcus, allow me to show you some of the features and benefits that are not visible to the naked eye so that you can make sure that this vehicle makes sense for you. Is that fair enough? Perfect. Follow me. Boom, boom, boom. Let me get a boom. I don't have to hear you. Just go boom. Give me a boom, boom. Who likes that? Who likes that, guys? Who says, Alex, I can use that one. I can use that one when customers are beating me up on the price. I want to say, hey, Mr. Customer, I appreciate the compliment. Teresa, you can say that because you're freaking amazing. You can say, hey, you know what? I'm not only beautiful, I'm amazing too, but listen, I don't think I'm that good. I think I need to make sure that you know what you're getting, Mr. Customer. So let me first show you that. Because think about it. Is the price going to sell? No, it's not. The price doesn't sell. The value over exceeds the price, right? We've heard that time and time again. But we can't just go around saying these sayings. We can't just go around making the statements without truly knowing what it means. So I need to build value because the Bible says, the sales Bible says that value exceeds price. So I need to get really good as a salesperson to build more value. Amen, amen. All right, guys. All right. I'm going to keep it moving because I know your attention deficit. I only have you for so long. All right. So you don't end up with a total mental ownership commitment, okay, when you don't ask the right questions, right? So you have to ask the right questions. You have to say, Mr. Customer, could you see yourself owning a vehicle like this? Does this vehicle meet your needs? Is this vehicle have the features that you were looking for? And once you get the customer to do this, watch. If anybody's ever been to SeaWorld, watch this. You get your customers to start doing this, okay? I call it the flipper, okay? I call it the flipper. You know, the dolphin that is going like this. You get the customer to start doing the flipper. Guess what? You're about to sell a car. But you have to ask them these questions. I call them the stupid questions. Well, you say, Mr. Customer, can you see yourself doing service with us? Is this a convenient location for you? Mr. Customer, does this vehicle meet the needs that you came in looking for? Mr. Customer, do you feel comfortable with this vehicle as far as when the comfort comes and with power and with the features that you were looking for? Yes, 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 yes. Guess what's happening now? Guess what's happening now? They are taking mental ownership. That's right, baby. That's right. And that's what you want. That's what you want as a salesperson. That's right, Trito. Yes, yes. Can you see yourself owning this car? Yes. Can you see yourself in this vehicle with your family? Yes, yes, yes. Guess what? I'm about to sell a car. Who can use that one today? Who can use that one today? Guys, let's go out there and do more of that. But you know what? We get caught up. We get caught up on showing the car. We get nervous. We get whatever. We get complacent. We start taking shortcuts. And we don't ask those mental ownership questions. And if we're not asking the mental ownership questions, guess what? You're going to struggle selling a car. All right, guys, that's all I got. I don't want to keep it too long. I'm going to keep the managers now, but I didn't want to make it too long. I know it's Friday, but listen, it's halfway through the month. Halfway through the month. There's so many ways that you can help your customer taking mental ownership. Service walk. You take a service walk. You talk about our service department. You talk about the service after the sale. That's the reason why we do it. We don't do it just to waste your time. We don't do it because it just sounds good, because it helps build value. The customer can see the value and, oh, wow, this dealership is different. They believe in service after the sale. Would that be something that's important to you as a consumer? Raise your hand if it would be. Raise your hand if it would be. So if you told your customer, Mr. Customer, we believe in service after the sale, Ms. Teresa. You're buying a Cadillac, for God's sake, for crying out loud. So Ms. Teresa, we want to make sure that you understand that we're not just going to sell you a car and bye-bye. See you car, see you key, see you later. We're going to create a relationship with you for years and years to come. And when you come in for service, Ms. Teresa, I'm going to be here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I love Bravo. And when you come in here, you're going to see me. How many times do you see a customer say, hey, I came back to the dealership looking for my salesperson and he no longer was there? What do you think that says about the car industry? What do you think that says about us? What do you think that says about leadership? What do you think that says about everything, even ownership? It's not a good look, is it? But what if you tell them, hey, I'm going to be here. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here for you after the sale. But we have to ensure our customers of this, and then we got to live by our promises. Amen, amen. Give me an amen, guys. Give me an amen right here. Yes, yes, I'm with you, Alex. I'm with you. Who wants to go on this movement with me? Who wants to go on this journey with me? Who wants to take a ride with me and go on this mission where we're actually transforming people's minds, where we're changing the way people think, where we're changing the auto industry? We could be the most different dealership in El Paso, Texas. I know we already are, but we still got a lot of work to do. We still got a lot of work to do. And imagine if we can really, all of us, believe this and live by this and breathe this every single day of our lives. Guys, nobody will want to go buy a car anywhere else. And people are going to hate us. They're going to detest us. They're going to be, those guys are Bravo. They're doing this and they're doing that. You know why? No, no. We're doing the right things. And when we do the right things, guess what? The right things happen to you. When you do the right things, when you stick to doing the right things and you block the noise, then OEMs are going to call you and say, hey, Flo, we want to give you a dealership in Austin. We're going to give you a dealership in Houston. And we got another deal over there working for you in Alabama. And we got all this because you're doing the right things, right? And you're doing those hard you're having those hard conversations with your team. You're holding people accountable. You're not allowing nonsense. You're making sure that people are doing their job. You're making sure people are following the rules. And when that happens, guys, because you can do it the other way. Do it the other way. Be friends with everybody. Get everybody to like you. Agree with everybody, even when they're doing wrong things. Tell them, don't worry about it. You're doing fine. And let me show me where that takes you. Let me know how that works out for you, right? So, guys, let's do the right thing. Who's ready to do the right thing? Who's ready to go out there today? Let's make some phone calls, guys. We got to go in with lots and lots of appointments, guys. We got to have a record appointment day for tomorrow, guys. Seriously, I know Teresa wants this. I know Lance wants this. I know Vanessa wants this. I know Sony wants this and Freddie and Loab. But we got to come together. And we're going to be calling you in the sales office every single hour. And we're going to do like roll call. We're going to be like, okay, how many appointments you got? How many appointments you got? How many appointments you got? Hey, you got zero? We'll get on the phones. Let's go. Let's go. And we're going to push you. And we're going to push you. And we're going to push you until you get it right. Until you get it right, guys. Until you get it right. Until you get it right. Until you get it right. And guess what? And you're going to win. When I went to basic training, I went through the training and you have to do push-ups. And you have to do so many push-ups under 2 minutes. And guess what, guys? I was a little wimpy guy and I had a little skinny arms. I didn't have this gun show going on. All right, I'm back. Did I lose you guys? Are we back? Can you guys hear me? All right, all right. So I was talking about basic training and how I have the guns now that I didn't have. So anyway, I was in basic training and you have to do push-ups under 2 minutes. certain amount of push-ups. I could not do them. I was a little wimpy, skinny kid. So guess what happened? My class moved on and they left me behind. And they sent me to the call of the fat boy camp. And I had to go in there and I had to do push-ups every single day until I could do push-ups. And guess what, guys? I became a master at push-ups. I went from not being able to do push-ups to now, well, I don't know about now, but I for a long time, for many, many years, I could do diamond push-ups. I could do one-handed push-ups. I could do fist push-ups. I mean, I could do push-ups for days and days and days. I don't do it anymore because I'm older now. But when I was younger, I still can. I still can knock out 20 right now. If you like me to do it, I will. Okay. No problem. Okay. Because I did them for so long. So I went from not knowing or being able to do push-ups to becoming a push-up master because I was held accountable. Somebody made me do it. Somebody showed me how to do it. Somebody took the time to make sure that I learned. So guys, I just want to encourage you to become a master at what you do. Because I trust me when I tell you, it's going to make a big difference. It's going to make a big difference in your success. It's going to make a big difference, of course, in your pay. It's going to make a big difference of how much more you can do for the people that you love. I promise you this. You got to listen to me when I tell you this. I'm not coming at you because I want you to do more for me. It's not about me. It's about you. I've got plenty. This is about you transforming the way you think and seeing it a different way, guys. See it a different way. But anyway, guys, let's go make it happen. Let's go make some phone calls. Let's tell people what we can do, not what we can't do, okay? Let's submit every single deal. Don't tell people it can't be done, guys. Go out there and run around and find a car, guys. There's a butt for every seat. Trust me on this, okay? There's a booty. There's some pompis for every seat. I told my daughter, Ava, how you say booty in Spanish today. She was cracking up. I told her it's pompis. She said, I've never heard that before. That's hilarious. They kept laughing. Kennedy said, that's gross. I said, but yeah, you say pompis, that's booty. There's a booty for every seat. Who believes that? Okay, if a customer comes to me, Esteban, and they don't buy a car, whose fault is that, Esteban? Tell me right now.
Yours or mine in the case if it's me.
Boom, there you go. If a customer comes to you, thank you, Esteban, great job. Teresa, if somebody comes to Cadillac and they don't find the car they want, they can't get to the payments they want, we can't get them approved, whose fault is that, Teresa?
It's my fault.
Not your fault, but it's our fault, right? Cadillac, we that's our job, right? Joseph, if somebody comes to Nissan, thank you, Teresa, great job. If somebody comes to Nissan and they leave without a car and we say, oh man, they wasted our time, whose fault is that?
Our fault.
That's our fault, right, Loab? If somebody comes to your store, Loab, and we don't find the car they want, we put them on too much car, we don't have any money down, we can't get them approved, whose fault is that, Loab? Whose fault is that?
My fault, our fault.
So I guess the encouragement here this morning, guys, is let's take responsibility. Let's stop blaming the customers. Oh, they didn't have enough money down. Oh, they wanted too much car. Oh, they didn't want to bump on the payment. Oh, they didn't want to work. Oh, they wanted too much for the trade. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Point, point. Everybody go ahead. Point, 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 point. Because it's easier to do that, right? But now what we're going to do is we're going to take that finger and go, it's my fault, it's me, I'm the problem, I'm the one that needs to change, I'm the one that needs to be more forgiving, I'm the one that needs to understand more, I'm the one that needs to change. Can I get an amen, ladies and gentlemen? Give me an amen if you're with me. Let's go, baby, let's go. Hey man, God bless you all. Have a great day. You guys are amazing. Thank you all for being here. Go sell some cars. Go make some appointments. Don't miss any deals.